Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio. You can also find Dee on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. To join Dee now, call 646-915-9919. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and incredibly sexy people. Yes, you hear a little bit of a different vibration in my voice today. I want to start out by addressing some emails that I've gotten. And I knew or suspected that my e-blast of this week that came out around cancer and the energetic causes of it might create some reaction into some people out there. And I wish I had the email with me, but I don't. As you know, I'm in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, getting ready to board a ship to go to the Bahamas. My lover's taking me to the Bahamas for Valentine's Day. And I'm pretty excited about that. But we've been up all night flying, got to the hotel. So it'll be an interesting channel day for me. So anyway, this email I got from this gentleman basically said, what a load of crap. Cancer is caused by physical things. And basically, you know, I wish all your loved ones and people around you brought you a lot of experiences of cancer for writing this. That's kind of what the tone of it was. And I want to be very clear that I don't give a shit. I'm not going to apologize for the truth that comes through my channel. At some times I question it. At some times I go, holy hell. At some times I go, geez, could this be? I mean, you hear me do it in the moment as things come in. But I can tell you from working with this channel for over 20 years now, we are only given the highest truth and understanding. And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. So I welcome anybody to come on and discuss this in a civil way with me, because that's how we get to an even higher understanding. But I want to address this by reading something from Ramtha, the White Book by J.G. Knight, and it's on page 156. There is truth in everything, Master, but there is also refinement in all things. For each moment refines truth. That is why God is not a state of perfection, but rather a state of becoming. Each entity continually progresses in his understanding to encompass more unlimited truth. And whatever his understanding is, moment to moment to moment, it will be the truth as he sees it, as he knows it. Any teachings that you hear or read from a source that teaches of laws or limits man or divides the isness into good and evil or says that God is a singular entity rather than the isness of all that is, any teachings like that are coming from entities who simply have accepted that to be their truth and are compelled to give it to the world. That is their truth, Master. That is their truth, Master, and they are not wrong. But a greater, more refined truth is that anyone who teaches that life is in any way limited has not progressed in his understanding as greatly as others have. For is God limited? if he were master, life would not be ongoing, and you would not even have the option to be confused. Everyone knows master only to the extent that they desire and allow themselves to know. And most knowledge on your plane is built upon fear and survival and polarities and understanding. It is built upon judgment and the separation of people. It is built upon the understanding that man is a fallen creature who has no divinity. But man is God, Master. Thus to judge man is to judge God. To limit man is to limit God. And to separate man from his divinity is to take divinity away from God. So, I am inviting this community, and this community has always been representative of those people who go beyond the truth they know now in the moment to a greater truth, and then on to a greater truth, and then on to a greater truth still. And that is how we experience the limitless possibility of the all that is that we call God. I got another email that heard, I think it was the last Monday show, and she was saying, you know, yeah, I agree with everything you said, Dee, but you didn't talk about karma. And cancer has a lot to do with karma. I don't believe that, except that through our channel, we've been taught that as soon as you believe a limiting belief or go into a limiting fear, you instantaneously create karma to get out of. If we are believing that we have eons and eons of debt to pay off to an energy that we call God that gave us free will to create out of energy anything we want, it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense to me. And you can't have it both ways. You can't say, I am the creator of me through my free will, but I am locked and held down by karma that isn't my free will to own in this lifetime. Doesn't make any sense. So I'm asking you all, you know, yeah, my Baptist preacher and is kind of out today, and quite frankly, the hair's up on his neck a little bit. I think too, it has a lot to do with the growth of our community and the response of our community. And quite frankly, I don't understand it. So maybe you can give me some enlightenment when we go to the calls today. Because again, you see, I always see the constant contact that goes out. I know how many people open it. I know how many people click. I know how many people forward it. And truthfully, in my estimation, the community isn't growing the way I want it to. And I know I'm the creator of that, and so are you. I think those are the points that I want to start with today. But before we go on, you know, I want to give you my spiel that I give you every week, which is, please join us for the next webinar. Susan Shadburn's going to be back. There's been some amazing, quite incredulous openings, and exploration into higher truth since we did this last wellness webinar. One of those things ended up being an hour channel, and you know I very rarely do these, but I was compelled. I didn't know what I was doing, but they told me to sit down. I knew it was going to involve cancer, but it's an entire blueprint of how cancer and balance, knowing that your God and love all intertwine together to create each other, and how that happens. It's nothing short of staggeringly brilliant. Now, I can say that, yes, I was the channel that came through, and I stepped aside and allowed the truth to come out. That will be played a week from this Thursday. I urge you all to come and listen. It is a brilliant channel. Miss Nadia Angelini will be with us Monday night because I will be on a ship and not able to access internet to be with you. Nadia's been here before. I trust her highly. You guys love her. I always get great emails after she's been on the show, and you've gone in and done some private work with her, which I'm thrilled about. So that's up for the next week. Nadia's on Monday night on the Awakening Zone, and the Hour Channel will be with you next Thursday. Also, as you know, the Big April opening or offering, Intense Focus Creation, where you get me every day, Monday through Friday, as a in-the-minute mentor to work with. You've got the Gratitude of Self-Love program and the Tate-focused Fun and Fruition, which none of you have ever seen before. It was offered in one program this year because we just put it together. It's a Tate program walking you through how to hold your focus. If you can't hold your focus, guys, you can't create, period. So you got to put the focus and the love and the excitement and the feeling and the knowing together. So those are the things that are offering. Please know that the April, there's always payment plans. You know, I always work with you on the payment plan. So if you are called to do it and you need a payment plan, please let me know. All right, we're going to the calls. Hang on. Everything's kind of cattywampus here. Where's my arrow? There it is. Okay, we're going to Candy in California. Hi, sweetheart. You're on.
Oh, wonderful. I'm glad to talk to you and have a wonderful vacation. Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you to all of you, too.
You're welcome. What I'm calling about is, and I think even by just listening to you today, I've made incredible leaps and bounds in physical healing, emotional healing, and so forth. And all of a sudden yesterday, I kind of went into a feeling of, I guess, one of my old emotions, fear-based. And then when I was listening to you today and what you were talking about and how we have to, I can just see it and love it. And that part of me that comes up and understand that it's a part of me that was and a part of me that still is, but it doesn't stay long. I don't have to live there anymore. And I'm just wondering if there's insight as to anything I need to know surrounding this.
Yes, they have insight for you, and they want me to speak generally for a minute.
Okay.
That many of these things are coming up for all of us. For example, mine is the fear of being alone when I get older. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Part of that comes from separation and not knowing that we belong, right? So
yes.
not knowing we belong, and the separation from the one is coming up for all of us right now in various and different ways. And really, what they want us all to know is that in any way, if we're not accepting that we are the gods that we are sinning against ourselves in the greatest way possible. We are literally saying, I'm the God of me that refuses to acknowledge that I'm God. And until we get past that, and yes, it's based in eons and eons of religious training, right?
Yes.
But until we get a hold of that part of us and say, come on in, I accept you, sit down, let's have a beer, let's talk about this, right?
Yes.
Instead of pushing it down, no, I don't feel like that. Oh, I know there's something going on, but I don't want to look at it. None of that's going to allow ourselves to reparent ourselves in a way that we can move forward into more expanded thought. And if you are trying to create your life in a more expanded way, you are not going to do it if you keep thinking the same thoughts you have thought all your life. It's not possible. You understand that, Candy, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So they want to know specifically what you are being challenged with.
Okay. I don't know.
No, that's not true. So tell yourself you do know.
Okay.
And you're
know.
Willing to get in touch with it. What is the fear?
I guess the fear is that as I walk forward in my life of it not happening, of it not being created as I want it to be created.
You see, that is exactly what I was talking about. Are you going to accept that you're the creator that actually creates what she wants and manifests it? Or are you the creator that's going to stay in fear so that she doesn't create? Which one do you want to be?
I want to be the creator.
Okay. Then you've got to start claiming that, and you've got to start feeling into that, baby, every moment. And you've got to take the part of your little girl that 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 year old kids within us that were taught you don't have any power. You better be in fear. It's a scary world. God doesn't show up for you. You don't have any power. All those things that we're taught when we're little, and we've got to take our child and go, you know what? They were wrong. They're wrong. You are the only one that has power over your thoughts and your perception. And that will totally change the experience of your life.
Okay.
Okay. So what happened at 3 years old with your mother, Candy?
I don't have any recollection at that point. I know at 9 years old and 10 years when my father died, it was a big shift in the family. A big shift. At 3 years old,
your mother left you somehow. And I want everybody to understand that can be as simple as I've got to go to the grocery store, and you didn't understand she was ever going to come back.
All right.
And then your dad dies, and you're abandoned again.
Yes.
So the biggest word for you is abandonment. And if you are in fear of being abandoned, who is going to abandon you first? You are.
Me, right.
You bet, baby. So what's the opposite positive of abandonment for you?
To be a part of, to be, to love myself.
Right. I am the one. I am part of the one. All the world, all the universe rushes forward to take care of me. Not abandon me, but to be here for me, to come through for me. Isn't that the world you want to create around you?
Yes.
All right, then you have to create it within you first. Do you understand, beautiful?
Yes. Yes, okay. I do. I need to feel that within. I need to know that within.
All of us. All of us. So we're coming together to invoke the symbol, the formula, the infinity equation, all of which expands out exponentially the heartfelt claim and direction, I am divine love. And so it is. That means it's done. So it is. It's done. Now I move on into the completion of that by staying present with my thoughts and my perceptions and shifting them in the moment if they fall into the old pattern. All right, baby?
Yes. Yes, thank you.
Many blessings to you. Thank you.
Many blessings.
Beautiful start. Beautiful start to this, though. Okay, we're going to Glynis in Australia. Hello, beautiful one. You're on.
Hello. How are you?
Fabulous. How are you?
I'm really well, thank you. At 3:30 in the morning, I should be in bed, but, you know, I'm not. And
well, we're glad
I wanted
you're
to
here with us.
Thank you so much. I heard you speaking about karma, and you're wondering whether or not it is correct that
no,
we
I'm
should.
No, I'm not wondering.
You're not wondering?
There's not anything that I'm wondering about in karma. There is no karma unless you choose to create it now.
Well, that's good. I like to hear that. That is good.
You know, Glynis and everybody,
yeah?
If we're going to hold on to this belief in karma, we're going to hold on to the belief that we're victims and don't have control over our lives. And that doesn't go with what I know or what I see.
And that's an excellent way to look at it, too, because always it's like the punishment when you're a kid. If you do this, then you've got the repercussion of that.
Exactly.
I mean, I prefer to look at it as we're responsible for our own actions. And if there's a consequence, it's a reaction to that action that you took rather than karma.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's the modern day description of karma.
Exactly, yes. But, you know, if people could just realize that it was taking responsibility for their own actions, then I think they'd feel more comfortable about it.
Instead of that taboo, they wouldn't have any karma to pay for.
Exactly. Yeah, much better.
Yep, you're right on.
I saw on the internet tonight where in, I think it was Greece, maybe in Italy, I'm not sure, I'm sorry, I can't remember, but they had a big framed photograph in the church of Archangel Michael shedding tears. Did you see it?
I haven't seen it, no. I've been on a plane all night and traveling all morning. Let me get this straight. So there's a picture of Archangel Michael that is supposedly shedding real tears?
Yes, yeah, in the church. And the first thing that came to mind was, is he shedding tears because we are not listening?
Well, or is he shedding tears of joy because we are?
Well, that's a question either way, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but I want to show you the perspective that you came from and the perspective that I came from saw a totally different world.
Exactly. Exactly, yeah. I get messages from archangels to say that we need to share the love, and it's always listen. So I just thought, you know, that we need to listen, and that's perhaps what he was trying to get across in the showing of tears.
Let's ask. But give me a song, Glenna.
A song?
Any song that comes to mind.
Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Okay. So that's the highest understanding. What I'm being told is that his tears mean, dear beloved, do not think you cannot have this now. Be free now. Create now. You are the gods of you now. This world can shift right now and is shifting. right now. So they're much more tears of joy with a method of don't think that you all can't do it. You are the only one that can do it.
That's right. Yeah, thank you for that message. That's what I wanted
you
to
bet.
Hear.
Thank you so much for bringing that in, sweetheart, and for being with us.
Thank you so much.
In the wee hours of the morning. Bye-bye. All right, Ms. Margaret in Chattanooga. I saw you last time and I tried to get to you, but I didn't have time. What's up, baby Kate?
Oh, hi, Dee. I'm not exactly sure why I'm calling in. It just seemed like I was meant to. First of all, I'll say I am older, I am alone, and it's just fine.
ma'am. Thank you.
I'd been concerned, you know, with no family support, what would happen if I got ill. And last fall, I found out I had friends I didn't even know were friends who came forward and claimed themselves as family, and it was all just fine. So just that little perspective.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm going to say to you what so many of my clients say to me. I know that. I know that as sure as I'm sitting here looking at my socks that I put on inside out this morning or last night, I know that there is a whole world of people who love me that would come forward for me. And until I am complete and whole within myself and don't need anyone to come forward for me, it will be difficult for me to fully embrace that knowingness. So that's my job on this plane right now, is to know so unconditionally that I will be here for me and therefore be able to live in the experience of everyone else being here for me also. I think that's the important place that we, you know, we talk so much, Margaret, about we all know people who have plenty of money and they don't live in the experience that they do, right?
Right.
People that are loved and they don't live in the experience that they are. They're accepted and they still feel like they're an outsider. And so, again, those three things have to come together. How do I see me? How do I see the world? And how do I see the world seeing me? Right now, I see the world seeing me, loving me. I see the world as a world that will be here for me. What I need to work on, and what I think all of us need to work on, is us being here for ourselves. Knowing that we are whole and complete and perfect within ourselves, and that we are full right now in this moment with the God of us. Now, again, when I use the word God, I am talking about all thought and all possibility. So we're claiming that I am the totality of all thought and all possibility of the God I am that knows and experiences that I am always here in the creation process for myself. And so it is. Now, you have a question they want to get to.
Okay. I've had pain in my left breast. The doctor sent me for mammogram and ultrasound and all that stuff, and it's all negative. There's nothing showing up medically. I'm just wondering if your voice has any clue for me as to what that's about.
Well, they are taking me to muscular. So I'm wondering, are you working out?
No.
Have you been lifting things?
No, this is right around the
nipple. What happened 2 weeks ago? Did it start more than 2 weeks ago?
It started over a year ago.
Okay, well, I want to go to 2 weeks ago, and it does have to do with you nurturing yourself. But what happened 2 weeks ago with a female or a male with female energy around nurturing yourself, Margaret?
I don't know, Dee. I'm coming out blank. I talked two Reiki workshops back-to-back weekends and exhausted myself.
Okay, well, that's
one was the last weekend in January, the other the first weekend in February.
Okay, so stop there. So essentially, okay, this is multi-level. But first place we're going is, why do you think you have to exhaust yourself when you teach those weekends?
Because my experience is that afterwards I'm fine through the workshop and the next day there's nothing left in the tank.
Yeah, but that's a belief. That doesn't happen without a belief being present first. So that's the equivalent of, okay, they're giving me the song, I lift 15 tons and what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. Say, Peter, don't you call me because I can't go. I own my soul through the company store. It's all about work, 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 and you've got to lift, and it's heavy, you know, and that's it. You beat yourself down working so hard, building the railroad for the man kind of thing. Okay? So that is a belief that is firmly implanted in your childhood little girl, Margaret,
okay,
that you have to give up yourself in order to do what you want, what gives you joy. You have to compromise yourself somehow. Does that relate? Does that resonate with you?
Yeah, I guess.
Well, no, it either does or it doesn't. So
I'm missing a piece here somehow.
Well, so I have to get tired and I have to blow myself out when I go do these joyous weekends that I want to do. But in order to do them well, I have to jeopardize myself in some way, which is I'll just make myself so tired. For example, when I did Cujo, okay, I blew my adrenals out. And I blew my adrenals out because I had the belief that if I didn't go farther and give more, then I actually had the ability to do, I wouldn't be good enough. Somebody actually said to me, I was telling them about the April program, and they said to me, Dee, you're giving them too much. And I went, whoa, let me look at that. Why would I be giving them too much only if I don't think I'm enough when I give them less? And we're dealing with the same thing here with you, Margaret.
Okay.
So know that you are enough, that you give enough, and that your intention as the God of you is to keep all of that in balance. You understand?
Yes.
Okay, I don't get that there's anything higher than that, but that's what, you know, your breaths are always around nurturing yourself, baby. So you want to nurture yourself. You want to feed yourself by keeping everything in balance, knowing that you're enough. Highest, most correct, most complete. Yes, ma'am. So we're invoking the symbol, the formula, the infinity equation, all of which simply expands exponentially out. I am divine love, and so it is. All right, darling.
Okay, thank you, Dee.
Much love to you. You bet.
Love you. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you, darling. Okay, we're going to Lisa in Los Angeles. Hi, honey, you're on.
Hi, Dee. How are you?
I'm fabulous. Thank you. How are you?
I'm good. I always have, like, a number of questions for you, and I was actually walking out my door, picking up my keys, and this voice was like, no, call Dee, call Dee. I'm like, okay. So I called you. And,
okay, well, give me one of your questions.
Okay, well, it might sound really, really weird, but I think there's just something I'm missing. When I turned 13, around the time I turned 13, I got this little tiny belly at the bottom of my belly, like under my belly button. And I remember my mom put me on a diet, which I kind of...
No, you know, it was all about hormones.
Was it about hormones? But here's the
yep.
thing. It won't go away. Like, I've been underweight where people are like, wow, you really need to, like, gain some weight. And the belly is still there. So is it just that my hormones have always been out of whack or something? I balance them almost every day.
That's the highest question. I get a yes. So let's ask then, if you're balancing them every day, okay. Well, that was a quick answer that came in. Your definition of balance
uh-huh.
is to keep things out of balance.
Oh my God.
So, yeah, well, that can be a real conundrum when you're working in this work, because
yeah.
this work is all based in holding everything in balance.
Right.
And it has to do with your dad.
Really?
Somehow, when you were a little girl, mm-hmm. He was out of balance or had the ability to keep the family out of balance.
Yeah.
To keep it together.
To keep it together? Really?
So can you speak to that, please?
Yeah, if we're talking about my biological father, because I also had two...
No.
We're talking about
your first stepfather.
My first stepfather, okay.
How old were you when he came into the picture?
He came into the picture... It's such a crazy story. He came into the picture when I was still in grade school. I would say it would be somewhere in... first or second grade.
Okay. That's a really vulnerable age. And so what happened during that time?
My biological father, he so many things happened with that. But what happened when he came into our life was he met my mom at a bar, but my biological father had come to our house to kill us that night. And my mom had brought him to the house, and they were canning some berries. And my sister and I, she told us to get under the bed. And I remember that I got out of under the bed because I wanted to protect everybody. And I saw him outside at the slider with the tire iron and the police come and get him. That's the first time that I remember Tom coming into our lives.
Oh, okay.
And that's just the tip of the iceberg with that.
Well, yeah. So let's just take that scenario. So what do you think that little girl decided in that moment?
Around
balance and keeping harmony in the family, what has to happen?
Everybody's just got to calm the heck down. I don't know. I felt like somehow I was going to be able to protect people, but I was so little. And I was also freaked out. I mean, it really traumatized me.
Okay. Did you see the two things you put together? I can protect everybody, and I'm traumatized.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You put those two things together. How do you think you're going to describe balance then?
Traumatizing.
You bet.
Oh, my God.
And there you've got the whole picture, sweetheart.
Oh, my God.
So while you've been trying to balance everything
mm-hmm.
subconsciously along with that has been, I've got to keep the trauma going in my life.
And that has definitely been true. Up until...
And that definitely has affected... pretty much every master gland in your body. Because how we hear it described most of the time, Lisa, is you have lived your entire life in fight or flight, which means your adrenals are always overpumping. If your adrenals are always overpumping, it's going to affect your thyroid. It's going to affect your pituitary. Your pineal gland then starts sending out messages to everywhere in your body, which says, oh, my God, we're out of balance. Run, run, run. Danger's here.
Yeah.
Okay?
Oh, gosh.
That's what all of your stomach's about. It never had to do with weight, ever.
Oh, my gosh.
It's also part of protection.
Yeah.
Were you ever sexually abused, or did anyone ever try to sexually abuse you?
Well, that's the thing. I don't have a clear memory of it, but I was talking to a woman a couple years ago, and she told me, because I always wondered if my sister was molested in front of me. And then in a meditation, I kind of got like a vision of an older man molesting me, but I thought it might have been a previous life thing, because I didn't have that memory.
Well, it doesn't really matter, Lisa.
What
matters is that you're still dealing with the fear of the reality of it right now.
Well,
even if you've imagined it, or if it happened in this lifetime, or if it's a past life thing, the trauma, and the drama of it is still the same. Do you understand?
Yeah, totally.
Okay. So then, what is it that Lisa, as the God of Lisa, has to step forward to do for herself now?
Know that I'm
always has to redefine balance, for sure.
Right, yeah, redefine balance and know that I'm the God of me who can protect me.
Right, and you have to forgive every single person that has ever hurt you in this life or another past life or a future life and yourself. You got to forgive everybody. Everybody, because if you don't forgive them, they own you.
I've done a lot of work around forgiveness, and have I made any progress there? Because I thought that I had forgiven everybody.
Huge. But you need to forgive yourself for holding this definition of balance as trauma.
Okay. Yeah.
Because that little girl, sweetheart, had to survive, and that's the way she did it.
Yeah, okay.
It was like they're showing me how I described me, actually, when I was a little girl. And it's typical of an alcoholic household where you've got your arms out and you're going, okay, what's coming? What's coming? Is it coming from the right? Is it coming from the left? I've got to make sure everything's okay.
Yeah.
And that was normal and natural balance for us, you see, darling.
Yeah, totally.
So you want peace and joy and freedom and calm.
Yes, I do.
Okay. You start directing your body, really talk to your body about that. Now, you've been carrying it for a while, so it may be a physical thing in your body that may need to be addressed. Have you had, you know, fibroids and stuff like that looked at?
No, I've I had some major health issues in the past that I've managed to heal. And through this work, I've actually healed them even more so, I think, on an energetic level. So I've never had...
Well, I would just have my hormones checked and endometriosis and stuff like that that may have created a safety barrier there for you so that you didn't have to accept any more trauma there. Do you understand?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Is there anything else? Wow. Okay, baby, let's balance all of that. That was for all of us. We're all carrying trauma. We're all carrying fight or flight to some degree, claiming the formula, the symbol, the infinity equation, I am divine love. That brought it all into balance. Yes, please stay vigilant about your thought processes now to hold you in this peacefulness, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
All right. You're so welcome, darling. That was so worth the time that we spent on that. Mary in Maryland. Hi, honey, you're up.
Hi, Dee, it's Mary.
I know.
How are you?
How are you?
I'm perfectly wonderful. I have a day off. There's a lot of snow here. So they shut
well,
us down, honey.
Positive in everything, isn't it?
Yeah, there certainly is. I just wanted to thank you for your e-blast last Monday and everything about it with the cancer. Of course, I've had cancer, and I remember when I first got my diagnosis, I had this thought of, oh, well, what do I need to learn from this? And not once while I had that cancer did I feel that I was not going to make it through. It's been 5 years. I'm clean, I'm clear, and I'm grateful every single day. And
I'm interested in knowing, when you read that e-blast, could you identify with any of those feelings or energetic things that the channel talked about?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, good.
I think each one of them I could identify with. At
Mary,
some point.
I for sure want you to listen to next Thursday's show. Oh, my God.
I'll be there.
The information that they brought together will blow you away.
Oh, I cannot wait.
I mean,
I cannot wait.
I had no idea where it was going. It literally all came together in the moment as I'm taping it.
I can hear the excitement
that.
In your voice, so I just can't wait.
Yeah. But
and I'm talking
you.
To Susan on Monday, Susan Shadburn, so I'm really excited about that, too.
Oh, good. She's so easy and so joyful to work with.
Yeah.
But you remember, too, you know the work that we do. You do your own work.
Yes, I am.
While in conjunction with working with her, just like anything I would give you.
Mm-hmm.
I would want you to take responsibility for your own direction.
Yeah, right? Absolutely.
Okay, darling.
Oh,
thanks
you have
for calling in.
Have a wonderful trip, love.
I'm going to. I'm going to have a love fest. That's what I'm
yes, indeed, and I definitely will see you in Doylestown.
Okay. Oh, I can't wait.
Okay, honey. Take
care,
love. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. We are. Woo! My thing just jumped all over the place. Going to Danielle in California. Hold on, let me try and get you up here. Hi.
Good
what's
morning,
up, baby Dee.
Hi. Happy
Hi.
Valentine's Day early.
Thank you.
Thank you for taking my call. I was calling actually to see if I could get a reading from you with regard to my psychic ability, if possible, or spiritual ability.
Ask me the succinct question that you want to know.
If I have any of the clairs or any other giftings aside from healing. I know that I have the gift of healing, but I'm not too sure of what else I have because I want to start opening these up.
I don't really understand, Danielle. What else do you need other than the gift of healing?
Well, I'd like to be able to give readings or
so
communicate
you know, are
with...
you clairaudient, clairsentient, those things?
Yes, the clairs. Yes, the clairs.
Okay, you are if you think you are.
I don't.
See,
that's why I'm like, maybe there's something
well,
I'm
exactly.
not.
Exactly. No, but it doesn't work that way. You know, I can't tell you that that you have something and you rely on what I'm telling you, and then you doubting it, and then it doesn't happen. That's what I just read from Ramtha's book, that as you believe, you're going to manifest it. I can tell you absolutely that everybody has the capacity to be a clear channel.
Okay.
You have to get out of your way. You have to know and not doubt. And you have to say, I am a clear channel.
Okay.
And I am going to bring together my gift. I'm going to bring forward my gift in the way that's most joyful for me and for everyone else.
Okay.
You understand?
Yes.
Okay. That goes across every single solitary thing that you want to create in your lives, guys. You have got to claim it and define yourself first. And then allow it from the knowing of you to be manifested. Do you understand, sweetheart?
Yes, yes.
So
I
your
do.
Answer is yes if you know it and claim it, and no if you don't.
Okay, got
it. All right, baby. Thank you.
Thank you so very much.
You bet. Well, I'm going to get this through your little noggins if it's the last thing I do. All right, I'm going to. We need a male voice here. Steve in New York. Hi, honey. Whoops, hold on. Let me get you up.
Congratulations on your honeymoon.
not yet, but thanks.
So I will be a minister, and I will marry you both for free. Yay. So, okay, I have a question. Every time I get near to being successful, a great deal on a new level in my work, a great deal of fear comes up. And what sometimes I can come in handy, sometimes it can't. I want to nip it in the bud. I'm feeling very clear right now, and anything I hear about it will work. I feel very confident
okay, so,
that the moment.
Steve, what comes up? I lost your words. What comes up when you get close to a new level?
A kind of fear.
Well, I get it. When I say the word fear, it goes to no. When I say the word doubt, it goes to yes.
You mean like the John Patrick Kenley?
And when you go into your doubt, then the fear comes.
Ah, so what can I actively do?
Well, you tell me, what is it that we direct that keeps ourselves in our knowing?
I am.
Yes, but there is a physical, energetic thing that you can direct, which is the Hara line. And when the Hara line is straight, strong, and through the ID point, you can feel your staying in your knowing. You will literally feel you shift back into a peacefulness when you direct that. So you have to vigilantly stay on top of whenever you start going into that doubt, go, no, that's not what I want. What I want is to know. What I want is to know that I want it, need it, deserve it, attract it, never have a problem with it, or able to have it. Does he drop out on any of those? No. As long as you stay in your knowing.
Wow, that's perfect.
If you go into
I'm
your doubt, you drop out on all of them.
Wow, yay. Because I'm really ready to transform this. What's really interesting is I bought the scene I'm auditioning with to class last night. I really fucked it up. And that was perfect because I had to go back this morning and think it on my own terms, not about pleasing the casting director, not about what my coach said. And I rethought the whole genesis of it this morning. And I know what it's about.
Okay, there's something there that needs to be balanced. Yes, you know what it's about, but you don't know what you're about.
Oh.
So what does that mean? I want to get clarity on that for you. We have to do it quickly because we're coming to a close.
Jeez. Yes.
But give me a song, Steve.
I've got the world on a string.
Okay. You see, that's knowing. I got the world on a string. I got everything. I got, you know, the world's a yo-yo, and I get to play it. You got to know that, honey, which means you've got to know that you're the creator.
Wow.
And that's what you just described. I went in and tried to do it their way, or what I thought was their way, or what I thought that they wanted, when I knew all along.
I didn't know until I fucked it up, but I learned.
So is that pretty succinctly right on there?
Yeah, it is. I'm hardline straight through and direct through my hardline that I am the God of me that knows that I know.
Thank you. And did he just claim that for all of us? Everybody jump in and accept it.
Yes.
So it is. Is there anything higher? Is there anything else? Wow. Thank you for ending the show on that powerful note, Stephen.
Oh, thank you.
I love you, honey. All right, guys, please join Susan Chadburn and I. It's coming up soon. Please, if you're called at all, joyfully, to get to see what we do on these shows and the power you walk into here. If you're called to do that for an entire month with me so that you literally create the pattern of consciousness around this, let me know. We'll work something out. I want everybody who's called to do it to be able to do it. You know that. And please, you're going to want to hear next Thursday's show. I love you guys. Love yourselves. Love yourselves and love yourselves and love yourselves and love yourselves until you're bursting with love. You know that's what it's all about. Thanks for joining me today. Love you all, and we will see you next week.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio, and on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.